in what was the first and what Chairman Tim Murphy hoped would be the last such time it was done, the Kerry GAA convention met virtually on Microsoft Teams last night with 141 people signing into the meeting. The lack of face-to-face contact with details, the interaction and debate that they could have had when everyone is able to attend was sadly lacking using this means, Mr. Murphy admitted, but needs must, he said, in the current pandemic. In all, the meeting lasted roughly 90 minutes as only a handful of delegates spoke during proceedings. The Kerry chairman used his annual address to strongly dispel rumours of unrest within the Kerry senior football team in the aftermath of the Munster senior semi-final defeat to Cork. Referring to what he termed erroneous WhatsApp messages and social media furore about the team as fake news, Mr. Murphy said the speculation had the aim of damaging the reputation of the players and management. On behalf of the executive and those involved, he wished to use the annual convention as a forum to publicly condemn all such actions and further confirm that all such messages are untrue, unfounded and erroneous in the extreme. The Kerry executive's attention had already quickly focused on 2021 and ensuring that the team and management are given the best possible opportunity of success, he said. Elsewhere, the chairman praised the response to the Kerry GAA community at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic back in March, as he said everyone was looking forward to the return of some form of normality in 2021. Numerous GAA volunteers gave of their time in the delivery of groceries, medicines, etc., and this has been acknowledged both nationally and internationally as one of the greatest examples of community-based action and volunteering anywhere in the world. He hoped that a number of matters that had been shelved in 2020 could be addressed next year, such as rural depopulation's effect on clubs. As a member of the Community Development, Urban and Rural Committee at national level, Mr. Murphy felt it was his responsibility, along with the other committee members, to capture the data gathered from a survey of clubs and compile a set of recommendations for Kerry that will address the imbalance that currently exists. It is intended that these recommendations will be published in early 2021 and issued to all clubs for consideration. International fundraising is being halted until 2022, Mr. Murphy confirmed, but the financial discipline and prudence now in place has and will ensure the Kerry GAA systems are robust and capable of withstanding shocks such as those presented by COVID-19. County Treasurer Tom Keane and Auditor Frank Stevenson went through the financial report with delegates, as Keane explained the €97,000 operating loss in detail, a figure that was far less severe than initially feared at the start of the pandemic. The Juvenile Review Group under Eamon Whelan, along with the County Championship Review Group under Terence Houlihan, both hoped to report in 2021, while it was also announced that clubs could expect a reduction of approximately 4/5 in insurance premiums due to the lockdown this year on either their player or property policies. In terms of subcommittee reports, one of the most interesting came from Secretary of Referees Committee, Gerard Lynch, where he defended the county's referees from what he termed unpleasant and unjust criticism. He said a lot of this is based on a lack of knowledge of the rules or an interpretation of them that has no basis in reality. More referees coming forward lead to more choices and better selection, in Mr. Lynch's opinion, as he also expressed his worry about the lack of hurling referees in the county. Mr. Murphy, returning, wished to extend his best wishes to the Kerry senior hurlers and minor footballers in their respective games in the coming week, and he finished by saying that if COVID-19 had taught us anything, it is that there are many unknown unknowns. Kerry's challenge was to ensure when such occurrences arise, whether on or off the field, the structures at county and club level are robust enough to withstand such eventualities. Mr. Murphy also said with confidence that every effort is being made to ensure that whatever challenges 2021 brings, that these can be met head-on and dealt with successfully. Reporting on the 2020 Kerry GAA Convention, this is Jason O'Connor for Radio Kerry Sport.